Men of God, arise as a PPK, priest, prophet, and king. The priest in you will bring the needs of your family and community to God. The prophet declares the word of God over his family. The king in you governs over all that God has entrusted you with. Join me, Apostle Gerald Benton, as I encourage, lead, and teach men to walk in their God-given kingdom role as a priest, prophet, and king.
Good morning. Thank you for joining me. I'm Gerald, one half of Geraldine Yvette Ministries. God has really has pressed something on my heart. And today, it was about I win. I took a lot of L's, took a lot of losses. A lot of the things that I had done in my life, I wouldn't say they were all bad, but I just took way too many losses. And I'm a person that's very confident in my skills, especially when it comes to sports. I'm very confident in my skills, and you can't really tell me anything when it comes to anything about a sport. But anything outside of sports, I felt like I wasn't winning. I couldn't win. I wasn't taking the same formula that I was using in sports, with the same mindset, with the same determination, with the same focus that I was supposed to have. I wasn't applying that to my everyday life. And when I started getting into a place of the turnaround, God started really showing me about I win. And I really had, and he had to, literally had to take me back through the basics of accepting Christ into my life. That was literally my first thing that God really brought me back to. It was that place. And I had to realize when I made that commitment, when I made that vow, when I said that I didn't know totally what I was doing, what I was saying. And over the time period, it was like, you say you save, but you're not living saved. So it didn't add up to my life. That's why I was taking so many losses in the spiritual aspect, and in my life I was taking the losses because I wasn't allowing the Christ in me to actually dictate or guide me in the places and in my affairs and the things that I should be doing or should be knowing or should be taking care of. I wasn't allowing that. And so I'm going to give you a couple of scriptures today, and I just want you to meditate on them, because I want you to know that you win. The devil has been trying to make you lose by your circumstances, by your situations. He wants you to feel like you're a loser. He wants you to feel like you can't do it. And so today is the day that you can declare that I win. And so let me tell you how this thing go. He took me to Galatians 2:20, and it says, I have been crucified with Christ, and it is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me, and the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself up for me. God took me back to that place, I had to believe that. I had to actually start living that, because it says, I have been crucified with Christ, and it is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. So I had to die to my flesh. I was doing way too much stuff in my flesh. I was doing way too much stuff in my emotions and my feelings, way too much. And I was losing because my emotions and my flesh were dictated. You do understand that your flesh is an enemy of God. So it's not going to line up and want to do anything that God is asking you to do. It's going to actually want to do the opposite. So you got to understand that the Christ that lives in you, the Christ that lives in you, not only that, the Christ that lives in you, but he gave you a gift of the Holy Spirit that comes to comfort you, guide you, and lead you in your affairs and the things that you should be doing. So I had to I got into this scripture. I really got into this scripture because I wasn't allowing Christ to live in me. I would ask somebody and they were like, yeah, Christ lives in me. I live in Christ. We say that scripture. But are we living that scripture? Are we believing that scripture? I wasn't believing it. I mean, you know, because it was in here for me. It was in here. I wasn't understanding. I wasn't comprehending what it means. It's a lifestyle. It's something that you have to live. So when we try to do so many things out of our own, Gerald, I was trying to do so many things out of my own. I could not. I wasn't making it. I was failing at it. I was failing at my finances. I was failing in my marriage. I was failing in my parenting skills. I was failing in education. I was just failing. And I wasn't realizing that I really had to change my thinking, understand who I belong to and who's inside of me, and allow the Christ that's in me to function more than my emotions and my flesh. Come on, y'all. Somebody got to catch that one. Woo, put your hands up. Catch. Woo, got it. That's the place. That's Galatians 2 and 20. So I was like, that's not this. Gerald, this is not that. This is not what I want you to do. This is, go back to my word. And here's the scripture I want you to understand. Here's the scripture. This is my first process in my beginning to win. You know, I made a turnaround, but I still felt like I was a loser because of the things that I did. So now I had to come back to the place that I'm not going to feel like I'm losing in everything. I'm going to show, I'm going to see, I'm going to declare that I win. And so I just started saying, man, I win. Man, I win. W, I win this game. I win this. You can't even talk to me no more. I already won. Game over. I win, period. I win. Ain't no need of you talking to me and whispering in my ear about some of my past, about some of this other stuff. You don't understand that I'm talking about that I don't know, that flesh no longer lives, bro. That flesh no longer lives. That's gone. That old Gerald gone. That old GB gone. That old whatever G gone. That's gone. That is gone. Now I'm living something new. I had to really and truly adapt that Christ lives in me. So once I got that concept, once I got the understanding of that scripture, once I started eating that scripture, when I say eating it, I'm talking about digesting it, processing it, getting it into my system, getting it into my body, that it functions in my body, that my spirit man now is being strong, now that the Christ that lives in me is strong enough to actually, now he always been strong enough, but I just wasn't tapping into the strength that I needed to actually do the things that I was supposed to do and accomplish the things that, have you ever been in a procrastinating place? And you wonder why you always procrastinating? Because the enemy gets you boggled by all of this other stuff. If we sit back and we take, I had to sit back and talk like, God, listen, I gotta get organized. And you know my wife is an organized person. So she used to always say, you need to do this, 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 and this, and this. And you know, put your stuff in order, make yourself a goal. I was never doing that. I wasn't never doing that. That wasn't something I wanted to do. Once again, I wanted to do things in my own flesh. But God started showing me different strategies. He was like, okay, if you need to be disciplined and you need to be organized, I gave you a helpmeet to figure that out. This is the Christ that's living inside of me. My flesh is dying because my flesh used to tell me it don't take all of that. My flesh used to tell me my pride says I can do this all on my own. Now the Holy Spirit tells me that I need to be hooking up with my wife. How can two walk unless they agree? So now I'm in my process of thinking in that place where now I got to bring this stuff to my wife because the Christ that's in me is always trying to do things decent in order. The Christ that's inside of me is always wanting to be in agreement with the one that they have given me. I'm just talking about I win. This is my process of coming back to the I win. So the first one is Galatians 2 and 20. Then he took me to Philippians. I'm talking about digest these things. Philippians 4 and 13. It says, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. But you can't say that scripture if you haven't applied Galatians 2 and 20, Gerald. I was like, dang.
Because I used to be, I'm getting ready to take a test. I'm like, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. But I ain't even realized that, man, are you letting Christ work in you? Have you been crucified? You understand that you should be crucified with Christ, and it is no longer you who live, but the Christ that lives in you. If the Christ is living in you, there go your strength right there. So I had to eat Galatians 2:20. I had to come back, and I had to, this is like your full course. This is like a full course meal. This is like that steak. Now I'm eating my vegetables. Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. The Christ that's inside of me, that same Christ that we've been talking about in Galatians, that's the same Christ that gives me the strength to be able to stay consistent, Gerald. If y'all know, I was one inconsistent person. I was so inconsistent. Man, I was so wishy-washy. I was so up and down. I felt like bipolar, schizophrenic or something. It was crazy. I mean, just like, I'll be, one minute I'll be doing something, the next minute I'll be like, whatever, I ain't doing that no more. And literally don't do it ever again. Like, don't do it. Something that I'm supposed to do, like probably like this, pay a bill. How about this? Pay your mortgage. I'll do that next time. What's next time? Next month. Okay. Don't pay it again. 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 Foreclosure. Oh, we'll get out of that. We'll go do a refinance or whatever. Come out of that. Do it again. Why? Guess what? I wasn't even responsible. I wasn't even acting like I was a responsible individual. So how am I sitting here saying that Christ was living in me? How can I say that I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me? If I'm not gonna, like, I don't need Christ, then am I actually gonna get the strength that I need? Am I actually gonna have the strength that I need to ignore pornography? The strength that I need to ignore aggravation, to ignore frustration, to ignore the drugs, to ignore the taste of alcohol, to ignore masturbation, to ignore lying. I mean, all that stuff. All that stuff. I was wondering why I kept it. It wouldn't last. I go and get delivered and it wasn't lasting. And I was wondering why am I always going backwards when I'm supposed to be going forward? How did that work? How was that working with me? Why? Because I wasn't operating in Galatians 2:20. I hadn't crucified my flesh. I wouldn't allow Christ to live in me. I wasn't allowing that. And so that negated me to be able to have, you know, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, because I wasn't even doing that part. So once I got to that part and I started understanding and I started getting some strength, I started getting some real strength to be able to beat down the thoughts that was coming to my head. I was able to beat the addictions. You know what I'm saying? I had the strength to be able to do it. Why? Because I started allowing Christ to live in me. Because Christ would say, go to the word. Go to the word. Use this scripture. I couldn't think of scriptures that fast. The Holy Spirit was like, bring up the unction. Go to this scripture. I go to this scripture. And I looked the scripture up, and then I read it, and then I start reading. He's like, that's what I need you to drink on today. I need you to meditate on this today. This is the thing I need you to meditate on. So I'm meditating on this thing. That was all he said. He didn't say go and meditate on 20 scriptures. He said meditate on this one, because this one right here is going to change your mindset. And you know what that scripture was? I got the mind of Christ. I got the mind of Christ. That's all I kept thinking. I put my hand on me. I got the mind of Christ. Because I was trying to win in my mind. If you don't win in your mind, and you losing in your mind, that losing spirit, that losing gets into your heart. And now it makes everything hard, makes everything difficult. It puts you in a victim place and say, oh, I can't do this. And I can't, your vocabulary change. And then the enemy gets you to use he uses your own words against you. So you, when you say, oh, I can do all things through Christ, you better make sure that Christ is actually living inside of you. You got to either really actually understand that your flesh is not dictating, your emotions are not dictating, Gerald. That's how I had to win. I'm talking about let's win. So I'm just giving you my formula. Everybody's formula ain't the same. But I'm just giving you my formula. The things that I had to do. The things that God just continuously bombard my mind with these things that he wants me to do. This is the lifestyle, Gerald. This is the lifestyle that I need you to live every single day. Every single day, Gerald. I was so inconsistent with that. That's why it took me so long. That's why it took my restoration so long. That's why it took us so, a lot of it was dealing with me because I was so in and out. I want to do it, but I don't want to do it. I like it, but I don't want to like it. So I was dealing with entitlement. I felt like because of who I was, I should be able to do this. That's just not it. Because you feel like it? Because your emotions tell you that? Man, come on, Gerald. You better get yourself right. So I had to gather myself. I had to take some deep breaths. I had to do that a lot. I had to calm myself down and start thinking properly. And so I started going, I had a scripture, as a man thinketh, so is he in his heart. I had to think on these things that are pleasant. Think only, because if I started thinking on the things that are negative, what you think gonna get into my heart? Then how am I gonna say I can do all, I forget that scripture. Your mind gets so boggled up, you'll forget the scripture that's even a scripture. Because the enemy will take you out of that. He won't have you declaring that over your mind. Why would he want to do that? He wants your mind. He wants your words. I'm like, dang. Okay, I want to win. So I'm going to start winning in my mind. That's my first place I'm going to start winning. The first place I had to realize that Christ had to live in me. Then I had to realize that as I think and I say these words, that as I speak the word of God, the strength of the Christ that's inside of me, it strengthens me. God's word strengthens us. It strengthens us that you no longer, I mean, I'm talking about you getting muscles, spiritual muscles that you ain't even know you had. You ain't know you had. That's why we have to study to show ourselves approved. That's why he said, get into my word, meditate on my word day and night, Gerald. Day and night? Come on, bro. I don't want to sit there and read the word all day long. That's not me. I don't want to study the word all day long. That's not what I wanted to do. I had other things that I needed to be doing than sit there and be reading the word all day long. Study, meditate on my word day and night. But let me tell you what I did, though. Here's my other strategy. I took Apostle Eckhart's Routing Demons book, and I started reading the prayers into my phone. I started reading them into my phone. As I read them into my phone, now wherever I go, I'm hearing my own voice. Y'all better catch this thing. Y'all better catch this. I'm hearing my own words. I'm hearing my own voice. My spirit is hearing my own words. The spirit is hearing my own voice. So the Christ that lives in me, he's responding to the words that I'm speaking out of my mouth. Huh? They was my words. And I'm speaking straight scripture. So they have to honor the word. Y'all better catch this. These are my strategies. So you got to ask God about yours. But first of all, you got to take Galatians 2 and 20. And you got to eat that. You got to make that your lifestyle. That has to be your lifestyle. Two, I went to Philippians 4 and 13. Because once I got Christ in me, once I started developing and knowing that the Christ that's in me is leading and guiding me, is functioning for me, because I understand he gave his life up for me. I was bought with a price. I don't even belong to myself. So that self, that pride, that entitlement, that self-will and self-pity and arrogance, man, that stuff had to die. So I had to get delivered from that stuff. And so then he took me to 1 Corinthians 15 and 57. It says, but thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, here we go. Because Jesus died on the cross, went to hell, came back, got the keys, rose from the dead, gave us victory over the enemy, victory over our circumstances. Y'all better catch this thing. Because Jesus did what he did, he allowed us to have a victory. He allowed us to have, to be able to win. He allowed us to be able to win. Because Jesus did what he did, he allowed Gerald to be delivered. He allowed Gerald to come out of all of that stuff. He allowed Gerald to win again. He allowed Gerald to be in his right mind. He allowed Gerald to have winning season. He allowed Gerald. Yeah, man, y'all say it for yourself. Put your own name in it. I'm just talking about me. I'm talking about my process of how I had to come to a winning mentality. I'm talking about win. I want to win in all things. My family, my finances, my marriage, my job, my purpose, I want to win. I don't play no game. I don't play no games to lose. Who wakes up and want to lose? Who does that? But every time you're not living like Christ, every time you're not tapping into the scripture, you're waking up, you're setting yourself up for an L. Every time you don't put on your whole armor, you're setting yourself up for an L. Who walks out of the house without putting on clothes? That's the same mentality that in the spirit realm that you have to have when you have to walk out of the house and you should be having on your armor all the time. I'm just saying. Y'all better tag somebody. Get your friends. Share this thing. Cause let me tell you something. We trying to get everybody to win. If we can get everybody with the winning mentality, get everybody to hear and do the and have this mentality. And everybody winning, man, what you think the devil doing? What do you think? Man, he's trying to ramp it up. I don't want you to think you can win. I don't want you to feel like you can win. Man, you a liar. He is a liar. He is a liar. Don't believe him. Don't believe him. You believe the Christ that lives in you. You believe the Christ that lives in you. Because I'm telling you, he gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. We got the victory. You can put your V's up. I got victory. Victory is a win. In the sports world, a victory is a win. This is how we look at it. If I got a victory, I got a win. I got a win. Once you get a taste of a win, all you want to do is win. All I want to do is win, win, win. That's it. I wake up, all we want to do is win, win, win. That mentality. I ain't always had that mentality. But I'm gonna tell you something. If you was to tell me that I had to do something in sports and if I had to do it on my own, if it was up to me and I had to compete against somebody else, I'm gonna already tell you, you lost. I'm telling you, you lost. I would tell people you lost. If I had to race somebody and I know I was, you know, I was fast in a short distance. Listen, man, you lost. I don't even know what you're doing. You lost. I was in high school. I think I ran track, man. I did a long jump, triple jump, high jump, 100, 200, and the 4x1. And every now and then I go in pole vault. Why? Because I just wanted to win. I wanted to have more wins in one day than I could possibly have. I hated losing. Losing wasn't even in my, I ain't even wanted in my vocabulary. I hated losing. But I was so comfortable with losing in my spiritual walk. I was so comfortable in losing. But that was a setup by the enemy. I was a setup by the enemy. But let me tell you now. Let me tell you now. This is no joke. It's time to win. And I declare that I win. I want you to declare that you win. I got one more scripture. It was in Luke. I didn't even write it down. It says, and he said, the things which are impossible with man are possible with God. Now, here's my last thing. Because I allowed some words to make me feel like I can't make it. I can't do it. It won't be consistent. Because it just seems like that's just totally impossible. You can't come out of that. I bet you right now, the people in that town that saw the demoniac of Gadara in that cutting himself and screaming and doing all of this stuff in that cave, you know, I bet you they were looking at like, ain't nothing gonna help him. But let me, who walked on the scene? Y'all better know who walked on the scene. Jesus Christ walked on the scene. He walked on the scene, delivered this man. This man was sitting in his right clothes, in his right mind, when the people of the town came and saw him. They wanted Jesus to get away from there. Who is this? Why is he here? Jesus Christ delivered me. Now that I can win. Now I allow the Christ. The Christ lives in me and I live in Christ. My mind thinks about Christ. My mind thinks about the things that he did. My mind thinks about the way that he walked on this earth. My mind thinks about the way that he dealt with people. My mind thinks about all of that when it didn't used to. I didn't have no compassion like Christ. You do me wrong, I'm gonna do you wrong. But I'm gonna do you worse than what you did me. But now, I got some compassion. I give people some grace. I don't wanna think about just what Jesus did. I wanna do what he did. I want this to be my lifestyle. If he's living in me, I have the opportunity to walk this thing out. I have the opportunity and the strength that I need daily to walk this thing out. Y'all get me? So that's where I'm going. So today, you declare all day, I win. You declare all day, I win. Devil, you thought you had me in my finances. Man, I win. I win. I declare a winning now. I declare a winning day, a winning season, a winning time, a winning life. I declare that you operate as Christ operates in you. I decree and declare that as Christ lives in you, that you are gaining the strength that you need daily to come out of the depression, come out of the darkness, come out of the hurt, come out of the trauma, come out of the pain, come out of the discomfort, the illness. Father, I declare that the strength of the Lord is upon them, that they're drawing on the strength that they need, Father, to move daily, to step in the steps that you have orchestrated for them, to walk in their destiny and purpose. Father, the things that was once impossible, Father, I know that they are possible through you. Come on, God. I thank you right now. Oh, I thank you. I thank you that we have victory in you. I speak victory. Victory over their circumstances. Victory over their mindsets, over the habits, over the addictions. Father, they have victory over them now. They're no longer being losing. They're no longer being bound by them. Father, you are not a respecter of person, because if you did it for me, you would do it for the next person. I thank you, Father, that the mindsets are changing, that they have the mind of Christ, that they're thinking like Christ. They're living like Christ. I thank you, Father God, for a godly and a holy and a righteous lifestyle, Father. Thank you right now, Father, for the deliverance. Deliver your Father. Your word says that deliverance is the children's bread. Oh, I thank you, Father God, that you are delivering your children this morning. You're delivering them from, Father, from their flesh. You're delivering them, Father God, from their emotions and their feelings now, in the name of Jesus. Oh, I thank you for the precious blood of the Lamb. Oh, I thank you for the blood that cleanses us, that has made us white as snow, that washes our sins away as far as the east is from the west. Father, I thank you, Father, that we are true winners today, that everything that we touch, we win, Father God. Everything that we put our hands to, Father God, we win today, Father God. We thank you right now that our minds are totally changing, Father God, that we no longer operate in a victim place. We no longer operate in a loser place. But Father God, we understand that as Christ lives in us, that we have the ability, Father God, to win all the time. All the time. Not some of the time, but Father God, all the time. Father, I declare that the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit that comes to lead, guide, and comforts us, Father, we thank you for the Holy Spirit. We thank you, Father, for the gift that you have chose to give us, Father God, that makes us connected to you at all times. So, Father, we tap into the Holy Spirit. We tap into the Holy Spirit to lead and guide us in our day. Let our words be holy and righteous. Let our words be edifying and building up. So we cancel, Father, we renounce every negative thing that we have said, every negative thing that we have done that will cause us, Father God, to be out of alignment with you. We thank you, Father God, that we are in right standings with you this morning. That our prayers, Father God, are being activated in the heavens. Every angel that is assigned to us, every angel that is camped around us, Father God, that is assigned to our day. Father God, let them be dispatched. Father God, let the angels descend and ascend according to the words that we are speaking and praying, Father God, this morning. I declare it over this line. I declare it over this day. I declare the breakthrough that no longer will you operate in the loss, but you will operate in I win. So I declare the I win mentality. The mentality. The world says you got to have a Mamba mentality to win. I say you got to have a Christ mentality to win. You got to have a Christ mentality to win. That's winning on every level. Every level. So I win. I win. Why? Because I have the mind of Christ. I win because Christ lives in me. I win because I have the strength of Christ. I win. I look like Christ. I win. I function like Christ. Come on, y'all. I win. I want y'all to declare it with me. I win. I win. And I want you to walk around like you win. When you know you're winning, you don't look like you lost. You don't look like you lost. So I want y'all to walk around like you winning. And all throughout the day, I win. I don't care if you post it. I don't care if you put it on your timeline. I win. Let the devil know. I win. I win. You don't run nothing here anymore. You had your time. You had your time. I give it to him. He had his time with me. But he don't win no more. No more. I win. I win. I win. Tell yourself, I win. When the enemy comes at you, man, I win. You don't know me. I win. You know who my dad is? I win. You know who I'm joint heirs with? I win. You know what family I'm in? I win. We don't lose. We don't lose. We don't lose at all. So come on. Get on that winning side. Let's get that winner's mentality. And just say, I win. I win. Walk around like you won. Walk around like you winning everything and all the time, all day long. I just win. I win. Somebody asks you something, I win. Huh? Why you say, I win? Why you keep saying that? Because I win. What, you want to play checkers? I win. You want to walk? I win. I win. I win at everything. Sorry. That's just how I feel. I win at everything. Anything the enemy try to bring, I win. I win, I win, I win, I win, I win. And let me tell you something. You better have Galatians 2 and 20 in you. You want to start there. You want to win, start right there. Start right there, because it's a lifestyle. This ain't a cliche we're going to just say. No, that ain't it. We're going to talk about our lifestyle. I win in my lifestyle. My lifestyle wins. Why? Because my Christ lives in me, and I live in Christ. I win. Christ lives in me. I live in Christ. I win. What else to be said? Christ lives in me. I live in Christ. I win. I'm done. I could drop the mic on that. Christ lives in me. I live in Christ. I win. So I pray that this blesses you, because I win is going to be something serious. We got to have that. We got to get that mentality that I win. All right. So once again, I'm Gerald, one half of Gerald and Yvette Ministries. You can go to our website, GeraldandYvette.com. Even go to our YouTube channel. Please subscribe. If you haven't subscribed to our YouTube channel, go to our YouTube channel, Gerald and Yvette Ministries, the gym, and subscribe. Their videos, their resources on our website. Let me tell you, my wife just did a webinar. Are you sanctified? A sanctified wife can sanctify a husband. A sanctified husband can sanctify a wife. Are you sanctified? Hey, come on now. Are you set apart? I'm talking about that. That's set apart. That's the Galatians. You better catch that. I'll put your hands up and catch it. So there's resources on there. Webinars on there. I got an ebook. My ebook is out. The turnaround. You know, that was my process of turning around. It's more to come. So, you know, be looking out for new material, new resources hitting our store. So make sure you check the website. Browse around. My wife and I do coaching. And so you go to the website, you sign up for the coaching. If you need some coaching, you need some assistance, you need some help, let me tell you something. Don't let your pride stop you from getting your help. Don't let your pride stop you from reaching the full potential that you need to be. Don't let your pride do it. You know what I'm saying? And don't let the enemy convince you that you can't do it. Don't let the enemy convince you to think that your life or your marriage or your purpose and destiny are non-existent or is dead. Don't allow him to talk to you. You better tell him you win. You better tell him you win. I win in my marriage. I win in my finances. I win on my job. I win with my children. I win. You ain't gonna take my family. You are not on my watch. Not on my post. You better talk to the enemy and let him know what he's under your feet. You better let him know he's a defeated foe. He's not a winner. He's not a winner unless you allow him to win. I win. All right, y'all. Hey, y'all be blessed. And y'all have a wonderful, wonderful day. And remember, I win. Declare that. Put that on your timeline today. I win. Everybody that's on here, I want you to put it on your timeline. I win. I win. I want the devil to know that we win. That the day we're stepping out,
I win and declare it loudly. I don't know. Put it in your loud voice. All right? And y'all be blessed. Y'all have a great day.
Well, thank you for joining me today on the Priest, Prophet, and King podcast. I hope this message has inspired you to understand and walk in your biblical role of a PPK in your family and community. Men, if you need strategies to help you navigate through hard places in your life,
join me Monday and Wednesday at 8 a.m. for PPK podcast, The Making of a Kingdom Man,
where men from all over the world come to talk strategies with the Word of God being our foundation. You can go to our website, ppkglobal.org, for more information. If you need accountability, training, and mentoring, check out our King's Army, training men to walk in their divine position as heads of the family, God's way. Listen, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast of your favorite platform so you never miss an episode. I would love to hear from you, so please leave me a review and send me your thoughts and questions. You can also follow me on Facebook, PPK, Priest, Prophet, and King, IG, PPK Global, Spotify, Apple Music for more updates and information. I will be back next week with more insight into the recipe of a kingdom man. Until then, remember, day by day, situation by situation, we have to get better. I pray you continue to be blessed in your journey as a priest, prophet, and king. See you next week.